hey everybody, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. I'm pleased that you are here. Today, you and I, my friend, we're going to talk about the ability, this remarkable human capacity that we do possess to find good, to find meaning, to find something valuable in even the most challenging and difficult situations that we all face. Now, I've been off air for a little while. Those of you that follow me on Instagram and in other places, of course, you understand that I had a major accident 7 days ago. Yes, I'm back in the studio. Yes, I did manage to walk up a mountain today. You can see that on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, if you go to J Doyle Speaks, you can see my adventures. But a week ago, literally 7 days from the time I'm here in the studio, I had another bike crash. And there was an irony in this one, in that it was dark, it was cold, it was raining a little bit. There was about 40 of us on the ride, and a whole bunch of people crashed behind me. There's a particular corner that we go through, and it's got a long history of claiming more than a few cyclists. So I actually went down this hill being super careful. I got through the corner, no problem at all. And then I heard that terrible sound behind me of a whole bunch of people crashing. So I stopped, I turned around, I went back, and yeah, there's some pretty serious injuries there. Nothing life-threatening. People were pretty hurt. A few bikes were written off. So my car was parked at a nearby cafe. And I said, hey, look, I'll go and get my car and I'll come back and give a couple of people a lift home. You can chuck your bikes in my truck. I'll get you home. And so no problem. So I rode off. And as I'm riding, literally less than about 3 or 4 minutes later, I hit a big patch of gravel in the dark. And I hit the road pretty hard. And I managed to fracture 12 ribs. 12 ribs. Somebody said to me the other day, I didn't even know we have that many. But yeah, I broke 12 ribs. And I shattered my shoulder and fractured my collarbone. So they had to open me up and put a whole bunch of metal plates in the shoulder and 8 screws. And so it's been an interesting few days. Normally you just break your shoulder or your collarbone and they're painful enough. But doing the ribs means you can't really lie down. You can't stand up. Sitting is a problem. Breathing is a problem. It's been a huge week, but I am on the mend. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today, because I have discovered that even in these really unpleasant, extremely painful and inconvenient experiences, if you decide to, there's always a lot you can focus upon that is positive. Now, tomorrow, I actually want to talk to you a little bit more about gratitude specifically. So if you're like me and you think gratitude is one of those platitudes that turns up on a coffee mug, I agree with you, but I want to talk about that in more detail tomorrow. What I wanted to talk to you about today is I wanted to help you with this sort of a disposition that when you face difficulties and setbacks and hardships, I think what life does is it offers us a choice of response, right? And this always goes back to Viktor Frankl's famous book, Man's Search for Meaning. He talked about what he always called the last of the great human freedoms. I've said this so many times on the show that, you know, what he said in that book was that as a prisoner in the Nazi concentration camps, he said that the Nazis could take everything from you. They could literally take everything, your status, your wealth, your influence, your clothing, you know, your dignity. They could take everything. But he said the only thing they could never take was what he called the last of the human freedoms, which was the ability to choose one's response, the ability to actually just choose how you will respond to circumstance. Because it is a freedom and it's something that can't truly be taken from us. And my experience last week was not in the league of what he went through, but pretty nasty experience. And after I had the x-ray, the young lady, what they call them, sonographers, radiologists, said to me, do you want to see it? And I said, oh, sure. And she hesitated. I said, why are you hesitating? And she goes, oh, a lot of times people don't like to see these things. I said, no, show me. And she showed me, and it was, I was no doctor, but I tell you what, I could tell looking at the x-ray that some things were in places they shouldn't be. But yeah, it's a real setback. And then there's all the other stuff that went with it and over that sort of 24 hours of surgery. And what I took away from it was an awareness that the setback, the suffering, the difficulty, the trial, the pain that I went through revealed to me a lot of things. But one of the things it did reveal was just how many great people were in my life from all around the world. I was sitting in the hospital bed and I was sharing texts with a friend in Seattle and friends all over Australia and people in London. And you suddenly realize that there's this awesome network of people that I don't get to speak to every day, but, you know, care deeply for me. and people whose place in my life I really value. And I really sat with that for a while. I thought I would not want to choose these kind of experiences regularly to be reminded of what's important, but I will allow this experience to do that for me, to undertake that task of reminding me what truly does matter and what's valuable and important in life. Really, the essence of this short message today is to offer to you the insight that whenever you face something unpleasant, whenever you face something that's a setback, because I'm the kind of guy, as many of you, I train a lot, I keep really fit, I like to be really active, and that's taken away from me. And the invitation is to collapse into despair or unhappiness or blame or bitterness. And I just look at it and go, I was trying to help. I was actually trying to help people. And life kind of knocked me sideways in the act of helping people. So I've been joking with heaps of people that the moral of the story is whatever you do, never help people. She'll be safe. I just feel that it's important to remind us all that there are many things that happen in our lives that we don't want to have happen to us. Gosh, it's such a reminder, isn't it, of our essential, of that real paradox that we face in life between power, being powerful and being powerless. There's a lot we can do, but it only takes a couple of seconds on a bike to realize that we're not that much in control. So when things don't go quite the way we want, let's develop the discipline to find a positive and worthwhile meaning in our difficulties and suffering. Because I come away from this going, gosh, there's so many good people in my life. There are so many good people. Last night, I fell asleep eventually, and a lot of pain. And those of you who have had these kind of injuries, it's the hunt. The great hunt is the hunt to find a position in which you can stay stationary for any period of time. And Karen sat with me for ages, and she just was a beautiful presence last night. And I fell asleep really grateful for that. Now, I said we'll talk a bit more about gratitude tomorrow, but I just thought, yeah, in the midst of this experience, I'm more aware than I may otherwise have been of the love that surrounds me and of the things that genuinely matter. And I think the things that really matter are the people in our lives. So my friend, in summary, whatever you're facing at the moment, because every single one of you listening is going to have at least one area of your life where things are not exactly as you want them to be. And that's just the price of being human. But can I invite you today to look into whatever that circumstance is and find some positive meaning in it? And I would love you to let me know if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's an exception to this category. I think that no matter what we face, if we decide to, we can find something in it that we can appreciate, be thankful for, or that can make us slightly better as people. So I've learned a lot in this. I've learned people who I thought would be really supportive. A couple of people particularly weren't, and people who I hadn't heard of from in ages were incredibly supportive. So I've learned a lot. And even that did not make me bitter. What it did is it made me go, how am I performing when people are injured or sick? Like, what's my track record? Because a lot of times you go through something and it's dramatic for a few days and then people move on with their life. And I get that because we're all flat out. But it's challenged me. It's made me think, am I really switched on when people are sick? Am I switched on when people are going through something difficult? So there's just layers of meaning and things to consider that can come out of these difficulties that we face. So your situation will be different to mine. I'm hoping it's not as dramatic, but let's take that message. When things are dark, when things are difficult, we either collapse to despair or we find a better meaning. We find something in it to make us better. It's a choice. We have this incredible freedom. All right, my friends, that's it for today. Tomorrow, I want to talk about gratitude. I've got a few good stories for you. We're going to talk about that. It's a really important discussion. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And I'm on Instagram at jdoylespeaks. Everything else is on the website at jonathandoyle.co. jonathandoyle.co. You can see all the videos. You can book me to speak. The consultancy work that I do is there. But love you to subscribe to the podcast. Please share this with people if it's a blessing to you. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Daily Podcast, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.